The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, with your host, Sam Liebowitz.
Welcome, my conscious co-creators, to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very, very pleased you're with me today because it is a super special show. Wow, you guys are in for a treat. It is my fifth anniversary of doing the Conscious Consultant Hour. I cannot believe it. 5 years and 260 shows later. And we have quite a treat for you today, give you some real history lessons today. But of course, I know you guys have all anxiously been awaiting your quotes of the day all week long. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have as our quotes today. Because, you know, they're often so apropos for the day's show, and I have a feeling today is no different. Let's see, what do we have from the universe? Sam, of all the wonderful places you'll go, of all the happy times you'll have, and of all the adventures that now call unto you, each will be enhanced and will more quickly come to pass. With your absolute immersion in today's places, times, and adventures. Don't you just love having so much control? Tally-ho, the universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley and the universe. And yes, yes, today, in today's places, times, and adventures, we will have a whole lot of fun guaranteed for today's show. And let's see what Abraham has for us today. From Abraham, someone asked us recently, is there any limitation to the body's ability to heal? And we said, none other than the belief that you hold. And he said, then why aren't people growing new limbs? And we said, because no one believes that they can. Abraham. So two amazing quotes because, as you guys know, not only do I love being in the moment and immersing in all these joyful things, but I am also a healer. And so, yes, talking about healing and why, you know, don't we have even more miraculous healings that than we already have? And yes, it's because of the belief that both the healer and the healee and all the people around them are holding. Now, this all, and it's quite interesting that they happen to mention this idea of regrowing limbs because I've even met a man, a full-grown man, who had the tip of his finger sliced off by a piece of farm equipment. And he drove him, I mean, the guy's amazing. He drove himself to the local hospital, you know, just a local community hospital used to dealing with farmers and accidents on farms. And he found the tip of his finger and they said, well, you know, we can reattach the tip of your finger, but there will be no feeling in it. The nerves are gone. They said, but if you allow us to, it's going to be a little bit more painful, but you can actually regrow the tip of your finger. You just have to come in once a month and allow us to clean the wound down to the bone. It's going to be a little bit painful, but the tip of your finger will regrow. And so he did it. He did it for about 6 to 9 months. And the tip of his finger grew back. And what really surprised everybody, not only did the tip of his finger grow back, but the nail grew back. And I actually even just saw that gentleman this weekend when I was upstate on his farm. And, you know, yes, you can tell the tip of his finger isn't exactly the way the rest of his fingers are. But come on, this guy regrew a tip of his finger. Now, I had heard, you know, a couple of years ago that actually under Chinese medicine, they believe that if you're a young child, like less than 7 years old, and you lost the tip of your finger, that you had enough qi, enough life force energy to regrow. But full-grown adults couldn't regrow the tips of their fingers. Here was a gentleman who proves that wrong. Because as we raise our consciousness, as we believe more, as these amazing things happen, and more people begin to see that they can happen and believe that they can happen, they do happen. So, when we fully immerse ourselves in the moment, we have complete control over what kinds of experiences we draw to ourselves, whether it's experiences of healing, of life, of many things. So, wonderful quotes from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham. We'll have more for you next week. And today, 260 shows. And you know, the funny thing was, originally for today, I had scheduled a gentleman, a very well-known man. It's been in the movie The Secret. It's probably one of the most famous names I would have had on my show, who was supposed to be here, not be here, but call in today. And just last Thursday, very last minute, his publicist, you know, emailed me saying, sorry, his schedule changed. We'll have to reschedule. You know, we apologize. And, if, you know, of course, my first reaction, I'm a human being. My first reaction is, damn it. You know, what, you know, I was telling everybody he was going to be on the show. People were going to be tuning in about it. And then I took a pause because I just realized 3 or 4 days before, because I knew my fifth anniversary was coming up, though I didn't know exactly when it was. And I went and I checked when the very first show was, which was like May 17th. Is it May 17th or 16th? It was either May 17th or 16th of 2010. It was a Friday. So then I realized this particular show is the fifth anniversary show. And then I also went through and counted up. Now, 260 shows sounds like it's a little bit more than 5 years. And it is, because over the years, I have done special broadcasts. There have been weeks when I've done more than one interview with people just because there are so many people coming into town. So it is a little bit more. You know, you would think it'd be about 250 shows, but it's actually 260. But it is the fifth year anniversary. And so I actually, when I realized all of this and I calmed down from being upset that this guy, you know, changed it on me at the last minute, that it's actually perfect. Because instead of interviewing him about his work and talking about his stuff, we get to talk about the formation, the creation of the Conscious Consultant Hour and how this all came about. And so I invited two very dear friends of mine who were actually, whether they know it or not, very instrumental in this. So my first friend, Simone, who is right now shaking in her boots because she knows the microphone is on, is very, very important because it was because of her that this idea of the Conscious Consultant was born. Because, Simone, we met in this workshop 6, 7, 8 years ago?
Probably about 7 years ago now.
Probably about 7 years ago. And I remember it was in this hotel near the JFK airport.
It was one of those very generic type airport hotels. Yes. Absolutely.
And so I know why I was there, so I'll talk about that in a second, but I was just curious, how did you happen to end up at that particular workshop?
I had met the presenter,
Dr. Cam Nguyen.
Cam Nguyen, at a presentation that he'd done at my son's karate school. My son was a student at the Harmony by Karate, karate studio, and they had had a presentation by Cam Nguyen, and I was very impressed by what I had seen and witnessed during his presentation, discovered that there was a workshop that weekend, and decided to go along and find out more.
So that's what brought her. It just so happened that he had done a workshop at her son's karate school, right? And she was there, decided to go. Well, the same week, what had happened was going back maybe probably more like 6 months before that week, myself and my wife had gone to a little party up in Riverdale of this guy I had met from doing some business networking. Found out that I was originally from the Bronx, and he's like, oh, it's a little political fundraiser for this guy who eventually wants to run for city council. It's in your old neighborhood. Why don't you go? And I'm just thinking, yeah, okay, it'll be a chance for me to make some business contacts and stuff. And so I go, I convince my wife to come with me, and she really wasn't into networking and talking to people. So she just kind of sat down on the side. And when she sat down, she ended up talking to this older gentleman who had told her how he had been healed from prostate cancer from seeing these two healers. One was some faith healer woman up in Connecticut, and the other one was this guy, Dr. Cam Ewan. So after that little evening, she was like, went on his website, tried to contact them. You know, she wanted to get a session with him because she was so impressed with what this person had said. And it was really interesting because his office was not exactly the most organized. She left two or three messages. No one ever called her back. She tried emailing, never got a response. So now it's several months later. And the New Life Expo, which happens here in New York City once every 6 months or so, happens to be coming around. And I said something to her, you know, the New Life Expo is here. And she happened to check his website and saw that he was coming to the New Life Expo. So she called his office again, got through to him, and booked an appointment so that we were going to go. She was going to go see him at the New Life Expo and get a session from him. So me and her go. And we were supposed to meet him in the lobby downstairs at a certain time. We get there. We're waiting. He doesn't show. So we go up, and we know he's go up to the room where he's giving his presentation. We sit down. He comes in. He does his presentation. I'm, like, amazed watching this guy, like, do what he does in the front of the room. And then we catch him kind of afterwards saying, hey, you know, we were supposed to have a session with you. You know, what happened? And he's like, oh, I thought you were coming up to my room. And they're like, no, they told us to meet you in the lobby. He's like, oh, I'm really sorry about that. If you want, we can go now and do the session. We ended up doing it in, like, the stairwell of the New Yorker Hotel. And so he worked on my wife for, like, 30 minutes, and he worked on me for 30 minutes. And then we come home, and I'm, like, just thinking to myself, and I'm like, you know, it was really weird. It's like he kind of knew things without knowing anything about it. It's like, how did he do that? So I decided, because he, of course, promoted in this thing, that his workshop that he was doing that weekend. So I said to my wife, you know what? I really want to go to his workshop this weekend. Do you want to come with me? And she's like, no, I'm tired. I want to sleep. You can go ahead. So I ended up driving out to this, registering at the last minute and driving out to this workshop. And that was where we met. And the workshop was kind of interesting in that there was probably, 50 people there?
Probably about that much.
Probably about 50 people there. Now, the thing about Cam Ewan is he is an amazing healer. And in my opinion, he's just a lousy teacher. I mean, I don't know, Simone, about you, but I just remember looking through the class and, like, people were just completely confused.
There was a lot of information that he was giving us.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I don't know, it just wasn't very well structured. It wasn't given very plainly, because he's been doing this kind of work for so long. And he's so, like, way up here that I felt like it was kind of hard for him to explain it in a very simple way that people could understand. However, I kind of, like, thought I got it because I'd taken Reiki. I'd been doing a lot of things to develop my intuition. So I think I kind of sort of got what was going on, but I wasn't quite sure. So we need to take a break. But when we come back, I'll actually tell you what happened, that how Simone became so instrumental in the conception of the Conscious Consultant. So, everybody, please stay tuned. We will be back after these commercial messages.
Dower, Awakening Humanity. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity.
So, let's continue where we left off. So, we're at this workshop where Simone and I met, and it's the second day of the workshop. And we come back from the lunch break. Now, I want everybody also to keep in mind that I went to this workshop not to become a healer. All right? I'm taking a bunch of healing workshops. I was not looking to become a healer. I was merely looking to heal my own internal wounds. I was really looking to feel better. I wasn't really looking to become any kind of a healer, work with energy, do any of that kinds of stuff. So it's the second day of the workshop. We take a lunch break. We come back. Simone, you remember what happened?
I remember that Dr. Yuen invited people to practice what they'd learned, mm-hmm. and he asked for volunteers both to practice the method and people who were volunteering because they had issues that needed to be healed.
Right. And when we came back from the break, he actually was busy doing some private session, and one of his assistants, Saria, was kind of took over the class and said, look, we'd like a couple of volunteers to come up front. And so first she asked, is there somebody who would like to get a healing from one of the other students? And somebody's hand went up.
Well, I was very much feeling as though I were getting flu, upper respiratory issues. I was very congested. I was feeling awful.
Awful. And so Saria picks on Simone. She comes up front. She says, who would like to try out this method? Now I'm sitting like way in the back of the class. But my hand is way up about as high as it could go. There were probably only two or three other people who had their hands up because I think most people are like still confused about how to even do this thing. And she picked on me and I came up. What happened next, Simone?
I don't remember all the details. I do remember that you did the work using the method that we just learned. Yeah. And as I was standing up in front of the group of people, I felt my chest clear, my nose clear, my head clear, and I felt 100%
healthy.
100% healthy. 100% healthy and fabulous.
And this, for me, was a real eye-opener. I'm like, oh, you feel better? You're like, yeah, I feel better.
Well, you were doing the work. The work worked, and you clearly had some kind of access or insight into how to put it into practice in a very effective way, because I did not get sick.
No, you did not. No.
In fact, I got well.
And I also recall a little something, and maybe I'm misremembering this, but I seem to recall you saying something like, you haven't been able to breathe like this since you were a little girl in South Africa because you had had bronchitis for so many years. Or asthma or something, some kind of lung issue.
As a child, I had had asthma issues. They'd been a lot better and a lot clearer. So I wouldn't say that I was actually still asthmatic, mm-hmm. but certainly from the beginning of the workshop to the end when you did the work, mm-hmm. there was a remarkable difference.
And so for me, it was like a huge light bulb all of a sudden went off on the top of my head, and I was like, oh, you mean like I can actually use this stuff to help other people? And so I believe we gave you a lift back that night, because it turns out that Simone kind of lives not that far from me, and we had become very good friends ever since.
And I constantly bug you when I have issues that need to be healed.
Yes, and I enjoy helping you resolve your issues whenever you so desire.
I'll remember that the next time one comes up.
And it's on the air and it's recorded now for posterity, so now you have to hold me to it. So, and it was actually that night I got home and I was all excited. I mean, I was more excited about this healing modality, what I had done, than anything else I had done up to that point. And I had dinner with my wife and I was like, I got to do something with this. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a businessman. You know, I can make money doing this. And so she was, kind of encouraging, since she was a therapist. And then it kind of dawned on me. It's like I had been a business consultant and a coach around that time. And I thought, okay, so I'm still a consultant. I'm just a different kind of consultant. And so that night, this idea came to me of being the conscious consultant, because this work, this energetic work that I do, is so flexible and can be applied to so many different things. It's not just about healing physical, mental, emotional issues. It can be used in business. It can be used in very practical things. So I kind of realized, like, hey, I can take this work and just apply it in a different way. So that was the birth of the conscious consultant. Now, in terms of the birth of the conscious consultant hour, there's another gentleman who is in this room by the name of Alexander Galvez, who is also very important. And I guess I should have actually started with him a little bit before, because actually even before this point, before I started taking any of these healing classes, before I started all of this, I had met Alex. Do you remember where, Alex?
I believe we met at various either seminars or entrepreneurial groups. Yeah.
It was a real estate investing meetup group run by a gentleman by the name of Joe Patton. You remember Joe Patton?
Sure, Joe Patton.
Yeah. And so, and then, like, I'd met him there once or twice. We talked, we got along, and then we met at other things. And then I remember you had asked me, you said, hey, Sam, have you heard of this movie, The Secret? And I said, yeah, like, I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. And you were like, oh, I have a copy here. Why don't you watch it? And he hands me this copy of The Secret and start talking about law of attraction and all this stuff. And I was just like, oh. And that kind of started getting me going. And this was around the time I just started getting back into personal development. That got me back, sort of opening me up into more esoteric realms, shall we say. Mm-hmm. All of this bringing me back to my sort of spiritual path, which I had been on long, 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 long time ago, gotten very, very far away from. And this was very instrumental. This, I look at one of those little breadcrumbs that the universe placed in front of me to bring me back to the work I was doing. So, how did I end up with the Conscious Consultant Hour? Well, friend of mine, person by the name of Pierre, someone I've had many, many times on my show over the years, happened to be having a party at his house in April of 2010. Alex, do you remember what happened at that party?
Sure, yeah. Pierre being one of our spiritual mentors in the work that we do. And he had given a party for all of his associates and clients and such. And I believe I what happened was I brought Giorgio over, and Giorgio was the owner of a acupuncture center here on the Upper West Side in New York City. And Giorgio was going through a major transformation in his life. He had been hit with a second divorce and three children. And briefly, I'd met him months before, and he had a long ponytail. And one day, I ran into him, really? and he had shaved his head.
How did how did you actually meet Giorgio? Because this I never heard.
I met him at a health food store across the street, and we started talking about chemtrails and the secret government's plot to
take over the world. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So you saw him originally. He had the long, and I've only seen pictures of him in the long hair.
Right.
And then one day.
So one day I ran into him, and his head was shaved. And I said, "Well, you went high and tight. What's up? What's going on?" He goes, "I'm giving it all up, Alex. I'm rescinding all materialism, and I'm going to become a monk." And I said. You know, you got to be kidding. Are you kidding me? Right? You're joking, right? And he goes, "No, I'm going to become a monk in Vietnam. I'm giving everything up. I'm selling my practice. And if you know anyone who wants to sell, who wants to buy my business, let me know, please." And
What was the inspiration for you to actually bring him to Pierre's party? Because he had already shaved his head by that time.
You know, I think it's people had told me, you know, and what I do as a personal trainer is quite different than what people were telling me I was good at. You know, I know what I was good at and what I could bring as deliver as a service in terms of what people pay me for as a holistic fitness coach. However, people were starting to tell me, you're a really good networker. You should maybe look into this a little more deeply and perhaps make a business out of it. So Georgia had asked me if I knew anyone who might be interested in buying his business. And I remembered you being very entrepreneurial and you were going to be at the party. I said, "Why don't you just come to this party and see if we can, you know, locate somebody who's both spiritually minded and has a business sense." And, and Georgia said, no, I'm not, I have to go and meditate. I don't associate myself with the world anymore. And I said, "Just try it, please, because we do have to sell your business." And he came over, introduced him to you.
So Alex comes to the party and he brings this guy with him and he says, "Sam, this is my friend Giorgio. Here, you should meet him." And like walks away. And I'm just thinking like, "Oh, okay." And like, "Hi, Giorgio, I'm Sam. Like, what do you do?" And he says, "I'm an acupuncturist." And I'm like, "Oh, that's interesting. I actually didn't know any acupuncturists at the time personally." And then he said, "Yeah, but I've decided to become a Buddhist monk and I'm giving up all my worldly possessions. I'm looking to sell my practice and my business and stuff." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's cool." And I'm thinking to myself, "Well, I network a lot. I know a lot of people. You know, maybe I can help him, you know, sell his acupuncture practice." I mean, Alex hadn't even told me anything. I knew nothing of the background. He just brought this guy in front of me. So I'm there and I'm thinking, and he's talking and talking. And then he says, "Yeah, and I also started this internet radio station." I'm like, "Oh, that sounds interesting." And then I'm scratching my head saying, "Wait a minute, this sounds a little bit familiar. Acupuncturist, internet radio station." I was like, "What's your last name?" And he says, "Rapetti." And I'm like, "Ha!" The light bulb goes off. "You're Giorgio Rapetti. I know who you are because my friend Larry Sharp does a radio show on your network. And he told me you're such a cool person and that we should connect, but he never put us together. And it wasn't until Alex brought him to this party that now he's there standing in front of me." And I remember when this was, because the following week, I met with him in this very studio, and I'm still thinking I'm just going to help him sell this stuff. And I say, "Okay, give me the numbers, give me the good and the bad, tell me everything, because if I'm going to help you to sell this, like, I need to know everything." And it was about a 2.5-hour conversation. And by the end of the conversation, I say to him jokingly, "You know what? This is such a good deal because it's like getting two businesses for the price of one. If I can't help you sell it, I'll buy it myself." I go home that night. It was my wedding anniversary, so I know it was April 13th of 2010. And I tell my wife about this. This is after having dipped my toe in real estate and gotten burned really badly. And she was like, "You know, we don't have much money, but why don't we put it into a business that's actually making money? Why don't we just get the business ourselves?" And I'm just like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. And that started the negotiation process. Within a month, we had signed the contract, which is when I started the show. And we had 1 month transition period. And a month later, in June of 2010, I took over the TalkingAlternative.com network and made a lot of changes and a lot of stuff. So we'll go through that. In a minute, if anyone would like to call in, ask your own questions, have your own stories to relate around this, please do. Our call-in number is 877-480-4120. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Please stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Leibowitz, your conscious consultant. And I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
This is the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity on TalkingAlternative.com.
And welcome back. Welcome to our 5-year, 260th show celebration of the Conscious Consultant Hour. You've heard from a couple of my dearest friends, Simone Kaplan, who has a business known as Picture Book People. She's a children's picture book consultant, which she is very modest about. And my dear friend Alexander Galvez, who has a business by the name of Fit Focus, who is an amazing personal trainer and all-around general health consultant, I'd call you. Right, Alex?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to give you guys a little bit of idea of like some of the guests that I've had on, I went back over and I was just looking over some shows. So in 2010, I started the show in May, you know, this year, 5 years ago. And I remember the first show. I had a good friend of mine at the time by the name of Joe Nunziata. Do you know Joe, Alex? I think you might have known him.
Sure, also a personal achievement coach of sorts.
Yeah. He had written this book called Spiritual Selling. And I thought it was such an interesting, at the time, sort of very revolutionary concept of taking spirituality and applying it to business. And I really liked Joe because he like born and grew up in Brooklyn. I was born in Manhattan, grew up in the Bronx, and he was a real like Brooklyn kind of average guy. Mm-hmm. That was a wonderful show. I had a good friend at the time, Tana Cantor, who had I think she still has an online magazine called The Green Economy, talking about green stuff, green technology. Mm-hmm. And then I had on somebody who I knew from his business networking group, Tony Martinetti, who was a nonprofit consultant. Had him come on with somebody else, and he talked about nonprofits. And he ended up being the first of the new hosts that I brought on to TalkingAlternative.com. After that, a friend of my wife's, Tom DeLuca, who is a political science professor at Fordham University came on. He did a show, he came on my show, and then ended up doing his own show for a while, all about the state of politics at the time. I've also had some such people on as J. Sue Garcia and Paul Kay of the MSIA, the Movement for Spiritual Inner Awareness, which was John Rogers' group. John Rogers, who's recently passed, but the MSIA, wonderful group. I had on such people as David Ippolito, that guitar man in Central Park. Every Saturday you can find him playing guitar in Central Park in the spring and summertime. I know he just started, I think, last weekend. He was a really cool guest, a real philosopher, actor, activist. A dear friend of mine, Candy Michelle, who talks to angels. I had this guy on, Coach Nick, who is one of the dudes of disruption. 5 years ago, I had him on my show, and he just a few weeks ago started doing his show with another coach, Gregory. Karen Garvey, who wrote the book The Answers, a psychic intuitive who had this huge spiritual awakening on 9/11, of all things. She was out jogging and had this sudden sense, never had any psychic thing ever happen to her. She was an MBA, like financial services executive, you know, never had any of this stuff. Knew that there had been a terrorist act on U.S. soil. Gets home, her phone is ringing, her friend says, turn on the TV. She sees what happened at the World Trade Center. She's like, wow. That was the beginning of her thing. Lama Chunzun, a Buddhist Lama who had gone on a, different one. Lama Chunzun, who I had on a second time, who's this wonderful Mahayana Buddhist monk. And I ended the year with another wonderful friend, Fran Capo, the world's fastest talking woman. She's actually been in the Guinness Book of World's Record for being the fastest talking woman. So that was kind of a fun way to end off the year. So it's just some of the people I had my first year on. And, you know, it was really interesting because when I started the show, I really made an effort that I knew this show had to be about raising people's consciousness. That it wasn't just about psychics and spiritual teachers, but it was around everything in life that we talk about that is important to bring greater consciousness to it. Because I've had on people talk about business, talk about financial situations, politics, everything. And Alex, also at that time you introduced me to Tim Chambers, who had ended up taking over Giorgio's acupuncture practice. Mm-hmm. Right. And because neither my wife nor myself were acupuncturists, so it's kind of silly. Why are we buying an acupuncture practice? We're not even acupuncturists. So me and Giorgio talked about it, and we had this idea that if we could find an acupuncturist who had already graduated acupuncture school, but was open to learning some more, that they could become part of the practice, Giorgio would teach him in his specific WANS 3E method, right, and that person could you know, take over his acupuncture practice. So where did you know Tim from? Because you introduced me to Tim as well.
Oh, Tim was also an associate that I had worked with a group known as the Children of Light, which was also a very spiritually oriented group who, I think if you could entertain
with Ron and Robert Baker, who
right,
used to run it.
If you could entertain this type of philosophy that we're souls that kind of migrate from place to place, and now we're here on Earth, and we're coming together in more of a community setting outside of maybe your biological family, in the greater context of the human community, to heal what's been done on Earth, and to bring about some really positive transformational changes at this point. So
absolutely.
Tim was part of this particular group, a spiritual group known as Children of Light, and I'd known him from that, and he had done some work on his own and welcomed me into his own circle, and knew of his capabilities as an acupuncturist because he was helping me with some of my issues around addiction and such. So, yeah, and he was
and
very good at what he did.
A Reiki master,
right? Reiki master and teacher. So.
Right. So we brought Tim in. Giorgio trained him for about a month. Again, there wasn't a whole lot of time because he was like going off to his initiation to Malaysia, I think, initially, or Thailand initially.
Right,
I forget.
Right, yeah.
One of the two, because he had become a Theravadan Buddhist monk. And what did you think of Giorgio, the fact that he had decided to become a monk? Because you knew Giorgio, I mean, a lot more than I did. I got to meet a lot of people who knew him after we took over the business. I was curious as your perspective, because Giorgio was a very extreme personality, shall we say?
Yeah, well, you can understand an Italian. I think a Sicilian living in Australia. So, yeah, you
know. A Sicilian living in Australia.
So, you know, taking that and now living in New York with with very professional business. So he's very professionally minded and very assertive, aggressive in terms of being successful. And he had it all. And to just see him kind of let it all go like that. And I guess because emotionally he had hit a point in his life where he just was unable to find the resources to have answers, personal answers for himself and therefore for his family, that he made a larger conscious choice, which in most people's minds would have been seem like an escape, I would think. You know, if you just drop everything and, you know, you abandon, basically, quote unquote, abandon your family and your kids, your children to go, you know, be with God in a forest somewhere. You know, many people would think how selfish of him to do something like that. And the other end of it was maybe he did it in the long term to actually serve his family and to bring it back to us, to bring us some of that spiritual wealth that we could all grow as a community.
Right. Yeah, I remember talking to, and personally, I mean, I supported the hot idea of it, regardless of whether I was buying the business or that. I thought it was a great thing that he had decided to do it, because it was a very personal choice and it wasn't a very easy choice for him to make. And, you know, and he said, like, most people were very much against him becoming a monk. He's also relatively young. I mean, how old was he at the time? Like 38, 35?
Yeah.
Something like that. So they're like, you're so young, you know, how can you do this? But, I mean, for him, it's what spoke to him, and it was the answer for him. And you know, it's so interesting how when you are doing something that's not of the mainstream, how people can give you such a hard time and almost make you wrong for making that kind of choice because it is something different. But it's what was right for him and what spoke to him.
Yeah, and I think, you know, he's a perfect example of what's happening for a lot of us now in these kind of communities, that we're taking the initiative to follow the path that's a little more challenging than the mainstream so that we can really be truly be who we came here to be and embrace that.
You know? Right. Yeah, and it's something that, like, to keep in mind, even though, like, I'm a big believer that, you know, now is not the time to kind of go off in a monastery or in a forest and be a monk, that it's time to, you know, embody the same principles as a monk, but be in the city, be with people, work with people, and not separate yourself. But, I mean, there's still a place for it.
Yes.
And for those people who feel called to that kind of life, you know, if it's right for them, it's right for them. Mm-hmm. So I respected him very greatly for it, even though it's not a choice I personally would make. I don't think it's a choice you would personally make either, would you?
Perhaps.
Yeah, you never know. But we'll see. So yeah, it was really quite interesting knowing Giorgio, and we're still in touch. I mean, he still has come out of the forest and he's come back to visit once or twice since then. Mm-hmm. And really, I was surprised over the years when I was looking back over a lot of the different people I've had on my show. I was looking at 2011. I kicked off the year with Mario, somebody else you introduced me to, and Pancho the Crystal Skull. He was had gotten a crystal skull, inherited a crystal skull, and was introducing it to people. Sensei John, who Simone had introduced me to, because he had this, like, little spot on a AM radio station where he had his philosophy of the week. So he came and talked about his philosophy of the week. Roger Nygaard, who's a filmmaker, had come on, and he will be back on our show soon. He was talking about his film he'd done, The Nature of Existence. It was a lot of fun. He's going to come back on and talk about a film all about marriage. Scott DeGraffenried, who we talked all about millennials. Amy Carruth, who was a near-death experience survivor, who was very psychic. Larry Sharp, who had been doing a show when I took over, had some personal stuff to take care of, took off, had him on my show to kick off him doing a new show, and it changed the format of his show. Pierre Dubois, through whom I'd met. Sharon Lecter, who is the co-author with Robert Kiyosaki of many of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad books. Parashakti, who's a trance dance teacher in the New York City area at the time. Betsy Cohen, who is the cutest little Williamsburg kind of psychic around, who ended up doing her own show. And at the end of 2011, I ended up with two Davises on my last show. Tim Davis, who is a business coach who does all about comedy and business, and Donna Davis, who is a psychic who channels these beings known as the Galactic Mathematician. So it was Davis and Davis for the end of 2011. Anyway, so we're just coming up into our last segment. Again, if anyone would like to call in and ask your own question, please do. 877-480-4120.
This is the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity.
And welcome back. So this is our 5th year anniversary, 260th show celebration of the Conscious Consultant with two dear friends who were really instrumental in me becoming the Conscious Consultant and having this radio show, Simone and Alexander, and all of you. You know, without the listeners, without you guys, without the growing listening audience for my show and for the Talking Alternative Network overall, you know, we wouldn't still be doing this. And I remember early on, I think it was in 2012 that this happened. Janice was already with me at that time engineering the shows. You know, Janice Taylor, I tell you right now, I could not run this station without Janice. She is absolutely an essential part of the Talking Alternative team. So in 2012, somebody had introduced me to this guy who was a hostage negotiator. And he was supposed to call in, I think at the time he was in England, and he was going to call in and we were going to do a show all about negotiation, you know, because hostage negotiation, negotiating with your family, negotiating with your boss, it's all the same thing. And the last minute, he never called in. So I just went and did the show, and like after the show, I found out, it turned out that there was some situation in a prison and they called him in the last minute so he couldn't, you know, be on the phone at the time. And so I'm just doing the show off the cuff, talking about negotiation and more specifically talking about negotiations in our personal life and our family, kids. And in the middle of the show, this guy calls in, a little bit of an accent. And he says, you know what you're talking about? I can relate to it so much. I have this issue with my family all the time, trying to get my kids off their cell phones and to have sit down and have dinner together. And we're always so busy and this and that. And he said, really, you know, what you said really affected me. And I'm like, thank you so much. I'm like, I'm just curious, where are you calling from? And he says, New Delhi, India. And I am floored. Because we have an 800 number, but it only works in the United States. So if you're calling from New Delhi, India, you're calling on your own dime or using Skype or whatever. But the fact that he made the effort, that somebody from literally halfway around the world was listening to my show and got some value from what I was talking about, that really hit home for me. And from that point, I know that the show took on a real special meaning for me and that I knew this was something that I had to continue. Because I knew, regardless of how many listeners, because it's not about numbers, every soul that I reach, even if it's just one person, it makes all the difference in the world. And recently I even got an email from an old friend of mine from college who lives down in Alabama. And she was like, I'm so grateful for your show. It's like a beacon of light for me. I try and get my friends to listen to it because there's like nobody down here into spirituality. And I'm trying to get them educated about it. And your show has been so helpful. And so those little moments, those little reflections back that let me know that really what we do talk about on this show, about empowering you, about how we create the world around us, about how we can heal ourselves, our families, our ancestors, the world, about how our intention can be so powerful and can really make a big difference. I do it for you, the listening audience, and I really honor you for giving me an hour of your time, even if it's not every week. Good things come in threes. There'll be one more. Don't worry. And so I've really had some amazing people on my show and even on the station overall. I remember in 2012, I had Anelia Benz on, who's a Chilean woman who's a spiritual teacher now out of California. And at the time, when she came on, so many people were calling in to ask her questions. I remember there were like 33 different countries listening in at the same time. The phones were going crazy. I've had people on from both one of the board members of the Open Center, as well as one of the organizers of the local New York chapter of the ARE. Jody Sirota of the former Meta Center and Alan Steinfeld had come on to my December show of 2012, talking about the December 21, 2012 and the significance of that. 2013, I had people on like Mark Brinkerhoff, who I find is a fascinating individual who talks about extraterrestrials as spiritual teachers, not about abductees, not about like they're doing experiments on them, but how they can be spiritual teachers. Francine Vale, another woman who has visions and is psychic and a healer, wrote a book called The Structure of All That Is, The Song of the Heart, who now actually sees clients here at our center. Diana Brownstone, astrologer. I've also, you know, I'd started the tradition of bringing Monty Taylor, the astrologer, does the show right before me on my show at the beginning of the year to tell us sort of astrologically what does the year hold for us. I've had on Gary Douglas, the creator of Access Consciousness, and even Giorgio as Banti, our monk, had come back on the show when he came to visit during 2013. 2012, I had filmmaker James Carman, Jennifer Arezio, who does soul language and works with people. She was very significant for me because she introduced me to this organization called the Evolutionary Business Council, whom I had on recently, the founder of the Evolutionary Business Council, Teresa de Grosbois, who was so important. I've had on some amazing authors, such as Dr. Judith Glaser, who wrote the book Conversational Intelligence, and David Howitt, who wrote the book, what was the title of that book? Oh my God, I love that book, and I can't remember the title now. Anyway, I've had on even some shaman by the name of Itzhak Berry and John Lockley, who was from South Africa. He was a shaman from South Africa. More local people like Peter Roth. A friend introduced me to a spiritual teacher named Almin, Abdi Electrith, Patricia Albert and Jeff Carrera of Mutual Awakening, Elaine Woodall, who's a medical intuitive, and so many more. I've had on so many amazing people who have really enriched my life and who have helped to make the Conscious Consultant Hour what I hope is a show that you, the listener, really appreciate and get extreme value from. And I know I still haven't gotten all of my shows up on iTunes and SoundCloud, but if you go to SoundCloud and do a search for the Conscious Consultant Hour, or you go to iTunes and do a search for the Conscious Consultant Hour, you will find our shows listed there. Many of the older shows, which I hope you will go back and listen to, because there are some real gems. But today's show was very special for me. Bringing Alex and Simone on, who really, really are so instrumental in things coming about. So I really want to thank you, Simone.
You're welcome, Sam. Thank you for having me on today.
You're welcome. Thank you for helping me to recognize that I am the Conscious Consultant. And Alex will be back. We'll have him back on the show again sometime soon. He's so dear. And I have more guests. I'm booked up. I cannot believe it. I'm booked up with guests through like the middle of July. I'm sure I'll be booked up even past then, before too long. And let me know if there are certain people that you love who you would love to have me interview. Email me at sam@talkradio.nyc and let me know, is there some person who does something related to consciousness, some spiritual teacher, somebody even you just think brings a more conscious approach to anything in life? I mean, I've had people on talk about nutrition, health, and other things. I would be happy and honored to try and get any of these people on. And I will say it, John DeMartini, yes, he was the person who was supposed to be on today, but obviously he wasn't supposed to be on today. We will have him on in July. I'm actually looking very forward to it, because his amazing process called The Breakthrough Experience is something very, very healing. And just reading his book was like a healing for me. So I really want to give a shout out to all of the people I met, all of the modalities that people have come through here and done. Dee Wallace, who was in the movie E.T., who is now a spiritual teacher. Dennis Adams, who was an amazing, amazing healer from Washington State, who so simple. Stacy Breeze, the woman whom I studied theta healing under, who is also a big law of attraction person. And even some people that aren't that well known. Jagadish, who is a Rasic Hindu and a wonderful teacher. Natasia Sati, who does amazing work with breath. We even had on, I remember I met this woman, Yana Hexter, who is a grant writer and had been on Tony's show, and it turned out she was being a channel as well. So I had her come, and the first time she sort of came out about being a channel was on my show. Dr. Simon Atkins, who called in from Uruguay because he says the electromagnetic forces around the equator are much more conducive for things and had moved down there. Daniel Ackner. Dr. John Muchachia, who had written a book that was where he had interviewed several people who had experiences with spirit. And it recently come out. And I tell you, it's really been amazing over the last 5 years to see the shift in consciousness in the world, in the mainstream in general, and how some of the things that we talk about on this show were pretty far out there when I first got started, and somehow now they're not that far out there. And so it has been my honor and my pleasure to be your Sherpa, your guide, your conscious consultant. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you for joining us, and please tune in next week for another wonderful show.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's C-O-R-I-E-N-T.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.